Let's find out what's happening down in the parish, as they call it, St. Bernard Parish, in areas like Delacroix, Hopedale, Shell Beach. Robbie Campos at Campos Marina. At least I think he's there. Robbie, you at the marina, and what's it looking like down there?
Well, I'm here, Don, and it's raining. I would say it's a light drizzle right now. It was raining pretty good when I got here, and it's kind of lightened up. Looking at the radar, I think the stuff that's down below us towards Lafayette looks like it's kind of fizzling out, but I know we're gonna have some strong winds starting after this starting to blow out of the north, so I figured today's gonna be shot. I don't believe today's gonna be too good to go out there and go fishing. But to give you a little recap on the week here, it wasn't all that bad. We did have some we had some really nice days, where the temperature was up a little bit, that which brought water temperatures up, in that high 60s range, or mid-60s range, I should say. So, I had some people who made it out in the Sound and caught some speckled trout out there, as well as behind the dam. They caught speckled trout and redfish behind the dam, this time of the year, Don, the sheephead thing kind of kicks off, and that's it's a fish that you could catch. It doesn't have any size limit or any numbers on it, so you can go out there and catch whatever you want. You really don't want to catch more than you want to clean, because they're a pain in the butt to clean, but it is a tasty fish to eat, and that's kind of happening now. Guys are kind of switching over into that mode to go do some meat runs, and especially if you got fish fries or something going on for like these Lenten dinners or something. That I know a lot of guys that go out there and do it and donate stuff to these local churches that do these Lenten dinners. It's a good way to go out there and fill the box up pretty quick. So keep that in mind. And all that requires is some dead shrimp, and go out there and fish them on the bottom around these rigs or along the long rocks is a good spot to do that also. I know we've been getting tons of calls about live bait. What we're going to do here, this is the time of year we dry dock boats done. Dry dock, our bait tanks, we got bait tanks out of the water. It's the time of year that we do things that we have to do to get prepared for the our new season coming up. So, We're dry docking boats right now. Actually, that's going to start Monday. We're going to have both our boats up on a bank, so we're going to be out of the bait business for a couple days, live bait business for a couple days. But we've got to get it done. You got to have got to get these boats painted and put back over and all that other good stuff. So we'll be down for about one boat will be down for about a week, I'm sure, and the other one will be out for probably a couple weeks, maybe 2 to 3 weeks. So we got to pull the engine and got a lot of repairs to do. But nevertheless, we'll get through it. It won't be that big of a deal. We'll get through it because time of the year where it's slow anyway. So I know everybody's been calling, y'all got a lot of shrimp. We do have some this morning, not many left. But we do have just a couple left, so if I don't know why anybody would go fishing in this rain or a 20-knot wind, but look, if you want to go, we got just a couple left, so get here to get them. So
those same people say, would Robbie Campo go sit up in a tree in the snow in close to 0 degree chill factor weather looking for a deer? When you gotta go, you gotta go.
When you gotta go, you gotta go. Don, another thing I wanted to touch base real quick. One of our hometown boys from right here in Braithwaite, James Wheat, competed in the NWTF turkey gobbling contest. He came in and he was in the top 10. First time ever competing in Nashville. He did great out of 30 contestants. So he's... I tell you, he's just an amazing young man. He's the one, him and his dad make Wheat Custom Game Calls. And if you don't know who that is, his little sister is the one, Pickle, who fishes alligators with Troy Landry on Swamp People. So Very well-known family in St. Bernard Parish. Great people. I've known them all my life. And great, big shout-out to James Weeks for coming in where he placed for first time ever competing in, in any kind of contest like that. And he did very, very well. I mean, I tell you, if you heard this kid gobble, you'd go chasing him, I promise you. So,
congratulations to James Wheat.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great to bring some honors to Louisiana. Robbie, before you go, you mentioned some people got the fish out towards the Sound. That's a spot that's known for some big speckled trout. Are you having anybody that's getting out there yet complaining about that 20-inch limit? You know, people are pretty happy with 15 fish. They're pretty happy with the 13-inch minimum on the slot. But sometimes when you can only keep two over 20 and that's all you're catching, that can be a problem to go home with two fish. Anybody, you hearing
any
complaints?
Don, I haven't heard anything about that yet. But I'm expecting that to come because the closer we get to spring here and, you know, that month of April and May when people go out there and that's and I've seen it out there doing, you know, going out there and fishing you know, sometimes I told you catches over 20
right,
inch fish,
right.
You know, so, and I'm not going to say it's like that everywhere, but, there's days when you go out there, you know, I'm kind of wondering how in the heck are these guys are going to have to leave a 20 and over inch fish to go fish something smaller. You know what I'm saying?
So yeah, whoever thought we'd be doing that, you know, hoping for smaller
fish.
Yeah,
right. You know, another thing, Don, remember, these people, you know, I've been getting a lot of phone calls about this also. You know, the first Thursday of March, which I believe is March the 1st, if I'm not mistaken, you're going to have a big, you know, this big commission meeting. It's got a lot of hot topics on it. One is redfish. The other one is pogey boats. The buffer zones for these pogey boats. We talked about this many times. This is a fisheries that's unregulated. These guys get to rape and pillage our waters like they want. So you gotta have to, you know, if you wanna attend that meeting, and you want your voice heard, because Britain Sound has no buffer zone. It'll be straight double rig line, less like it is right now, which is the end of the Short Rocks to Mozambique Point. From there going towards the Black Tanks and, you know, over toward Baptiste Colette. So, and then on the north side of the Margo would be going from the end of the Short Rocks, I believe, to Point Chico Light. So, you know, keep that in mind, people, if you want to make this meeting, it's going to be the first Thursday of March, which I think is March the 1st. Correct me if I'm wrong, Don, but I think I'm right on that. And you know, if you want your voice heard, you got to be at this meeting. You can't, you know, complain about it after the meeting's over. So, you know, and then also we got this redfish issue coming up. And if you want, you know, you want to be there to voice your opinion on that, it's all of, you know, these commissioners, they work for us. You know what I mean? Supposedly. So if you're there and your voice is heard, you know, it makes a difference.
Well, Robbie, I got a little bit of an update on that for you. The commission has actually approved that notice of intent that it's been modified, and instead of the 1 mile, they're going pretty much with a half mile. It's kind of a compromise, but that area where you're talking about the double rig line, it would extend a half mile out. Now, that's already been approved by the commission. Now it goes before the legislature. So it certainly doesn't hurt to contact commissioners about this and be at those meetings and have your voice heard. But it's also important to contact your legislator now and let them know, because they'll be the next ones to approve it. If they approve it and don't modify it, it will be enacted as law in time for the April 15th opening. It's not what everybody wanted. It's not the 4 mile. But I guess the people that participated in the compromise with the industry said it was better to get a half mile than nothing. And I'm going to go into a lot more detail in about 10 minutes and explain the whole thing.
Well, that's good, and if that is the case in Breton Sound, you know, a half a mile is better than nothing, Don. But it, you know, a half a mile in 5 feet of water really isn't anything.
I got it. I know. But maybe this is the start.
And this seems to
where there's more enforcement teeth in it, which is also a good thing. So we'll see. We'll keep up with it, but glad you keep mentioning it. And I know a lot of people are sitting on the edge of their seat waiting to find out how this thing turns out. Robbie, thanks for the report.
Absolutely.
As always, my friend. We will talk to you next week, hopefully with some better weather conditions.
All right. Yep. Yes, sir, Don. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.